Yes, it's KX93.5. I'm Jason Fetty, and in a moment, you're going to hear the latest instalment of Full English Breakfast from KX93.5, featuring Martin Cohen and that other guy, what's his name, Daniel Barnes. There's lots of content at kx935.com/podcasts. You can search around and find everything and anything. Stuff from anything from relationship advice to aliens flying down and up your trouser leg. So do go there, but not until you've listened to this episode of Full English Breakfast on KX935.
Are you all City Country Bowl 2 square on your body? Then I'll begin.
On KX935, this is your Full English Breakfast. Tuck in.
Must not blunder, there's no wonder while I'm under. But the lying and the sighing and my crying and my dying.
Sound of the Beach Boys on KX93. Good morning, 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 morning. It's KX93.5. Full English Breakfast just started. You're late.
You're late.
No, I'm here. I was there right at the beginning. I heard the very first ding when it first came on.
Ah.
And because everybody'd been listening to those two nutters.
Oh,
Clashing
God.
Heads. Thank you to Clashing Heads for I don't want to.
Clashing
whatever.
Something. What did they say to upset you this week?
So the black kid in Missouri, right, he robbed a liquor store. So that's the... So, well, then, obviously the police should have killed him. You nick a couple of bottles of vodka out of a little liquor store.
Right.
And that's well, you can expect to be shot.
Death penalty. Why not?
That's right, that's what I mean, I'm saying.
Come on, somebody nicks right. A couple of bottles of vodka.
A bottle of vodka out of a liquor store.
You're obviously going to get shot.
That's it, shot.
What do you expect?
Definitely.
Did he have a... What's his name?
Especially if you're the wrong colour.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's well, always that one.
That's
yeah.
It. Yeah. You're just the wrong colour.
Did he have a club card though? Membership card?
I don't, what do you mean, like loyalty?
Yeah, loyalty card.
loyalty card for the cops.
Did he have any mixers? Had he got his Schweppes tonic with him?
Well, I don't know what he was saying. He wandered in, he had his own glass.
Right.
So I don't know what they were all complaining about.
Well, God, his weekend really went the wrong way, didn't it?
Yeah. Who for?
People that go in and out, people that go to jail a lot, they should have a loyalty card, and then eventually, what, you get a week free?
Week off.
Oh my. It's morning, it's Sunday morning. KX 93.5 is the radio station. Just played Sail on Sailor by the Beach Boys. Why? Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why would I do that?
Why?
Why? Well, aside from the fact that it's a good Beach Boys track for us to play.
Because you love the Beach Boys?
Well, I do love the Beach Boys, but why? I wouldn't normally play some big hit by them. That's not what we play on the station.
Why not?
But Sail on Sailor, because that's not what we do. It's not our thing.
I know why you're doing it.
What is your thing?
What are you, 4 years old?
Why?
You said ask why.
I like to play generational alt-rock, and I like to scratch the surface when it comes to classic rock.
You like to scratch something else, not the surface.
You know what? It's impossible to talk to you
people. I know the reason. I'm not going to say why again, but I know the reason as to why you play.
You're just trying to...
Because the Beach Boys are going to play in Laguna Beach at the Irvine Bowl.
That's right. What's the date of that?
The 27th of September.
Correct.
Right.
He's just trying to get a free ticket to this gig. Yeah. I can see what's going
on. I'm not allowed anyway.
I think he's been 86. It's the 27th of September at the Irvine Bowl. KX935's second annual Festival of Music. And it's the Beach Boys that are coming. Get your tickets at kx935.com.
Get down and do it.
So would that be the one after the inaugural concert?
What do you mean?
Well, if it's the second annual, it's the one after the inaugural.
No, we had one last year.
Which was the inaugural. Never mind.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Mum. It's Jason here.
Hello, darling.
Hi. Listen, I'm just calling to ask you, what's your favourite radio station?
I guess it's the BBC. KX93.5.
Brother of mine, you know that I love you true. You never talk dirty behind my back, and I know that means those that do. Please, won't you be reading mine? Love is a lesson to learn in our time. Please, won't you be reading mine for me? If you get in a bar room
No one else is playing that. And if you don't know who John Martin is, it's part of your musical education. John Martin there, and it's kind of classic track, really. May You Never on KX 93.5. When I drive in to work on a Sunday morning, 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I have to admit that before Big Bend, because I'm coming down the canyon,
I know it.
You can't get the station. So I listen to the BBC World Service, like my mum just said on that little link thing there.
Yeah.
So I listen to the World Service. I've got, what do you call it, satellite in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen in, on a Sunday morning, it's sport. So there's usually like a soccer match, but they're commentating on a soccer match, which is the oddest thing. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of soccer anyway, but it's the oddest thing. Well, you know, it's like, you know, here comes forklift on down the left side, over to Schnapps on the right. Then it's yogurt coming in for the punch and the thing. Saved by the goalie.
I know what you mean.
Flegel.
Shaved by the goalie.
Shaved by the goalie.
He shaved him. He ran up to him and just went... totally shaved him. It's a visual that you have in your mind when you're listening to the thing. And all you're really doing, don't you think, when you listen... Do you ever listen to sport on the radio?
No.
Do you know what? I've listened to baseball and it's a waste of time. It's like the best cure for insomnia.
You're just waiting for them to score. You just want to know the score.
Right.
And I think it's for people who are completely addicted to sports and they've got to...
Oh, yeah, they need
a fix. It could be for blind people. They can't actually watch the sports.
Right, blind people don't notice the difference.
No.
They don't know whether it's the radio or the telly.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Could be anything.
But you're right, there's still a lot of people that enjoy to listen to the sporting events on the radio, especially baseball. That's an old-school thing
tennis.
In America.
Yeah,
tennis.
It's a very difficult thing to visualise. I find it very hard to visualise what's going on. It confuses me.
Rugby's worse.
There was a bit of rugby as well. They're doing, because Leeds rugby are playing London. Leeds playing London. Funny, isn't it?
Ooh.
Unusual. When I was a kid, there was no London.
There was no London Union teams. League teams.
No, not rugby league teams. No. There's two kinds of rugby. Rugby league, rugby union. Union was the rich man's sport.
Right.
Because it was amateur. There was no... You didn't get paid for it. Whereas the league was, you know, working man's thing. We used to go and watch it.
Yeah.
But Leeds doing well. Leeds are in the final, in the Challenge Cup final, which they've now moved to the end of the summer.
Yes, you mentioned that to me.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was a very odd thing to listen to soccer when it's just, you know, commentary, just like telling you what's happening. You can't actually see, I don't know. When I've watched goals on when I watched the World Cup, which I was totally engrossed in recently, I can still picture Suarez biting that guy. I can see it because it was there. I saw it, you know what I mean? The US losing, you know, going out finally.
Right.
But without the visual, I found it very difficult.
You know what you might want to try in future if you're having trouble with this whole radio and sport thing?
I am having a lot of problems with it, yeah.
Ambient.
6:40 a.m. There's always something on there that's worth listening to.
Oh, no, they're idiots. Please.
No, no. Let's not even go there.
No.
So Martin's here.
Yes.
Daniel Barnes is here. Also, as a special guest, Martin's nephew is here. Alon. Hello, Alon.
Hello, hello.
Hello. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very nice. Very, very well. Very, very sexy accent you've got.
You've got a very good accent.
It's very nice.
Are you
very
French?
Outrageous, actually.
Are you French? Accent.
Israeli.
What?
Ooh.
Yep.
Israeli.
What?
She looks so... What's that song? She looks so Israeli.
I don't know.
Nicotine and gravy. And we're going to get that.
Oh, what song is
you
that?
Interview
like
Alon.
That?
I'm going to interview Alon.
Interview Alon.
No,
and
I'm
not going to do this.
Him. I'm going to do a news story, but I'm going to be very careful the way I say this because the headline of the news story reads, "What the clock?"
What? What the clock?
What the clock? Man,
don't
wearing
say that on the radio.
Clock. I can say clock on the radio. Man wearing chicken soup, chicken skin gimp suit turns heads in London. Artist
Wait
Lewis.
A minute. Slow down.
Yes.
Have you got a picture?
Man wearing what?
Chicken skin gimp suit.
Right. So you know what a gimp is?
Yeah, that dude from Pulp Fiction. You keep on in the basement to do all your stuff that you don't want
right,
to do.
It's a sort of sadomasochism thing where people, it's usually a little fella.
Well,
yeah. But it could be anybody.
Guy.
Could be anybody.
This guy's a big guy.
They wear leather usually, but he's wearing chicken skin.
He's wearing
guy.
A chicken skin.
Okay.
Artist Lewis G. Burton.
Yeah.
Any relation?
My wife's name
dressed
is Burton.
In a foul-smelling full bodysuit stuns commuters in capital city.
Foul-smelling. Foul-smelling. I get that.
Yeah. A bonkers artist caused a stir in London when he walked around the capital dressed head-to-toe in a suit made of chicken skin.
Goodness me. Is that a news story?
That's a news story.
What happened to him in the end?
Well, he made chicken soup. He was sweating that bad. He was just selling chicken soup.
Oh, dear. Soup comes from? The sweat of chicken.
The sweat of a chicken, it's true. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That goes beyond anything. That's not even sexy.
It's horrible, isn't it? Do you know who Kevin Coyne was?
Yes, didn't he play for Manchester United?
No, this is... This is him singing now. Kevin Coyne on KX 93.5 and a track called Madeleine is the track.
Madeleine.
Well, I think you've got to admit that's a work of genius there, Kevin Coyne and Marlene. Can I tell you my Kevin Coyne story?
Please do.
All right, so I'm touring with Kevin Coyne, and he was a nutter. He was a real nutcase.
Crazy.
But it was a lovely nutcase. He'd been in various nuthouses. What do you call it? What's the correct nomenclature for a nuthouse these days?
A sanitarium.
A psychiatric ward.
Asylum.
He'd been in psychiatric wards a lot, and he'd been just a completely crazy guy. But they got him medicated, and he was fine. And still able to perform, and very lovely guy.
Right.
So we're touring, and every gig we went to, all over Europe and in Britain too, there was a woman who used to come to every sound check, and she was a larger lady, she was a big lady,
fat
lady, and she had a she was a hippie girl, big fat, sweaty hippie.
Right.
Basically. And she...
Come on, say it.
I know what you mean. That's what she wants.
Come on, just say it.
I'm just telling you what she wants.
Dance around it.
Just saying she's a big, fat, sweaty...
I've seen what you mean. I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah.
She drove a 2CV, one of those Citroën De Chauveurs. Yeah. Funny hippie car.
Right.
A European hippie car, like a something. Anyway, she...
Bit like a Charger.
Just realised my car looks a bit like one of those.
No, it doesn't.
It's a bit
it's
like
it's twice
that.
The size of a Duchesne.
Yeah, true. It was like a bug, like one of those VW bugs, except it was a European thing. Anyway, you can Google it. So, this fat hippie used to come to every sound check, and she would stand at the back of the room, and nobody talked to her.
Why? Because she was fat.
This is the story. So, I'm young. I'm like in my early 20s, a first real tour, really.
Did you...
No, I didn't.
Are you sure about that?
She was a big... And I saw,
did you put her on your rider?
She would stand there and I thought, oh, what's going on? But you didn't really say anything. It wasn't my tour, and I knew immediately that, you know, when you're touring on somebody else's tour, you don't get involved. So, anyway, one day I said to Kevin, what's that? Who's that big fat hippie that comes to the...
it's my mum.
Each gig, right?
His wife.
No. And he said, that is Elsie Porridge.
Really?
Yeah.
The Elsie Porridge.
So I said, that's not a real name, is it, Kevin? And he said, no, it's not a real name, but that's what I call her. And I said to him, so I go to him, well, what's what she, you know, somebody should get her in.
Right.
And give her a sandwich and something. She comes to every gig. She must drive. You know, we know long distances from gig to gig.
Yeah.
She must, you know, and so really she's a fan and you should be nice to her and you should give it. And he said, no, son. He said, I've been doing this for 40 odd years. And he was nice though, Kevin. He wasn't a mean guy.
Right.
He said, I'm telling you, if you talk to, you don't talk to her. Nobody talks to her on the crew. Nobody. And you don't talk to her. I said, why not? He said, because if you talk to her, you'll never get rid of her.
Right.
And we have to get rid of her. We can't have her backstage at every gig. It's all right, she's out in the room, whatever, at the sound check. But you can't get... So she's Elsie Porridge. And ever since then, anybody who's ever sort of, you know, bothered me from gig to gig,
that's called them Elsie Porridge. You used to have somebody who used to come along.
Right.
You used to call her Elsie Porridge.
I used to call her Elsie Porridge.
You've had a few Elsie Porridges.
I've had a lot of them
over
the years, yeah. And it's difficult because what do? They're being nice and they're fans and they want a piece of you.
Right.
But you've got to... if you're at a gig, even if you're not actually physically doing anything... You're mentally or psychologically gearing up towards standing in front of people and singing. It's the most unnatural mental thing you can do.
It's not right.
No, it's ridiculous. So you can't be like sitting while some guy says, oh, my granddad used to write songs. Would you like to hear one? I've got the tape in my car.
Elsie
Porridge. You just don't want to get involved. No, it's not. You can't. You have to maintain a certain distance from those people. And so we call them Elsie Porridge and we don't get involved. So there you go. Elsie, if you're listening... It's KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM.
The Buddha says those who know do not speak. Those who speak do not know. Well, that explains a lot. Jason Fetty speaks on KX93.5.
Right, so it's KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Alon Resnick is here, all the way from Planet Israel. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Right, can you please, just I want you to explain and perhaps make excuses for the behaviour of the Israeli armed forces in Gaza. No, forget it. Somebody did that to me this week, though, you know. I was on the radio, I was being interviewed, and this guy said, to me, are you disappointed in your people?
Your people?
Yeah, that's what he said to me, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you?
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed by your people? That's the thing.
No.
Really?
Not in the least bit, no. Are you?
I'm always embarrassed.
Yeah. You're a self-hating Jew, aren't you?
No, I just hate you.
I'm a self-cleaning Jew.
I just hate you. I hate you, that's all.
Right. So it was one specific Jew
Jews
you
I hate.
Hate.
Yeah.
Right, it's
yeah,
me, it's yeah. You. Oh, well. Yeah. All right, then. Well, that solves that, then. I'm glad we solved the problems of the Middle East. I thought we'd ask, just in case you have the answer.
Fine.
Somebody must have it.
Can you lend us a fiver?
Yeah, so that's my next question. Have you got any money?
Yeah,
have you got
any money?
No.
you know you're paying to be on the radio today.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah, exactly.
Aye, aye, aye. See, that's Hebrew. That's Hebrew, yeah. What else have we got going on?
I've got a question for the two of you. Where were you about 7 months ago? Were either of you in Edinburgh?
Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Or as the Americans call it...
Edinburgh.
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 Go on.
Were you in Edinburgh?
No, you know I wasn't in Edinburgh.
Maybe it was Martin Hammer.
Why?
Because a giant panda at Edinburgh Zoo is pregnant and could give birth in the next few weeks.
Are you saying one of us impregnated a panda?
I'm not saying anything. Hey,
I'll tell you what, the dead
they're cute.
The dead furry.
They're dead sexy.
They're very cute.
Yeah.
They always look sad though with those black eyes.
I know. Well, I feel like I want to. Like, you know what I'm like.
You want a cuddle a panda?
I want to. No, I want to fit. They're like a we've got like a bird with broken wings. I want to nurture them. I want to help them.
There's always one, isn't there? They're always down to the last panda.
I want to enable them. Panda enabling, it's a thing that I've been doing for a long time.
Pandering.
Pandering. Oh,
it's very good.
Pandering to my needs.
There's a word for it.
I want to pander to their needs. That's where the word comes from, actually, I think you'll find. That's the etymology.
It is a British thing.
Well done, Daniel.
I'll tell you who used to love talking about pandas, talking of British icons.
Who?
John Craven on the news round.
John Craven's news round.
John Craven's news round.
Yeah. It was a news show that was for kids, wasn't it?
Yes.
And he would come on, he'd do his thing, where he'd do his, you know, here is the news with whatever. And the story was always about pandas,
right?
Pretty much.
Go on, or space.
Do one now, do one. Do a thing, do a panda story.
This is John Craven's News Round, and today we are going live to India to interview the last remaining panda.
India. There's no pandas in India.
No,
they're in China.
China!
That's the story.
Oh, it was in India. It's an Indian panda.
The final remaining panda is in India, ladies and gentlemen. Please send money now and all your
tell you what, milk bottle tops.
Oh, yes. Still collecting them.
They collect milk. The bottles had like an aluminium foil top on them, right? And you used to collect those.
For the blind.
And send them in. So John Craven's news ran into Blue Peter, another show for kids, and then I don't know what they did with them.
Threw them away.
Well, judging by what they used to just trash them, but looking at Blue Peter, I think they used to just trade them in for cocaine, didn't they?
Probably did. They probably did.
Well, they used to throw their dogs away, so why wouldn't they throw them?
You know, when I was doing cocaine all those years ago, I wish I'd had a dealer that would. Except milk bottle tops.
Wouldn't that have been great?
You go down some back alley in the middle of some dodgy part of town with your bag of milk bottle tops.
Do you know what would have been even better? One that had accepted lies.
What, you did cocaine?
I'd like to... I've got a couple of lies to tell you. Is that all right?
I'm going to bring you your money tomorrow.
Exactly. That's the best.
Mate.
Yeah, promise. I promise. Can I have some more and I'll give you the rest of it tomorrow?
I'll shampoo your carpet.
What, Martin? What's up, Martin?
I've got a Nazi story. I've got a Nazi /
Nazi.
McDonald's
Brilliant.
Story.
Nazi pandas.
Nazi McDonald's?
When, you know, like people toast the bread and they find pictures of Jesus on the toast.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, this is a great story.
Well, in McDonald's,
this is a very good
in McDonald's,
story.
A guy bought a chicken sandwich and they toast the bun. When he opened the bun up, why he did that, I've got no idea. But there's a swastika on his bun, on the
Where's
inside
the
of the bun?
Let's see it.
I've got a swastika on my bun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, this is the story. Let me tell the story because I know you're getting a bit carried away. So, Geezer went to McDonald's and he got a chicken sandwich and he opened it up. Now, the question you asked, why did he do it? Is a good question.
Why did he do it?
If you're eating McDonald's food, let me give you a word
you
to the
see
wise.
What's inside
Don't open it up. Close your eyes.
Right.
Close your eyes. Make it like a lucky dip. Put your hand in the bag with your eyes closed and then eat, even if you're driving. And then close your eyes and then eat it that way because there is a certain taste that's appealing. About McDonald's, but you don't want to
see it.
You don't want to see the food. Even the ants don't want it. When they throw it out of the back of the store, the ants avoid it.
You don't even want to smell it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a prank.
It was a prank, yeah. It wasn't actually a... Because, you know, there's people see, like, the face of the Virgin Mary and the scone.
Yeah.
And whatever. And that's what they thought this was, but it wasn't. It was actually one of the people...
Yeah.
The workers at McDonald's painted it in butter.
That's right, I can
see
that now.
On the underside of the bun.
But they say that he was very offended by this because his grandfather fought in World War II.
So did everybody's, big deal. Whose grandfather?
The person who the guy that accepted it.
But the guy that
That's
did
the
it,
reason why I found it offensive. Not because it was
just so ridiculous. But the guy that did it was actually a Hindu. And it's a Hindu sign for peace or something.
The other way, no, it's not. That isn't.
He got it wrong.
The mirror image of that would be a...
Well, it was trying
sign.
To stamp it on the chicken. If it had got onto the chicken, right. It would have been right.
Yeah, but you see, it only represents peace if it's accompanying chicken. If it's with filet o fish, it represents violence. And if it's with beef, it's just war.
This was in North Carolina.
Oh, they're tricky people.
They are.
There's a lot going on.
I'm never going there.
Oh, speaking of pranks, have you been watching this shark nonsense?
Yeah, Shark Week.
So anyway, you know how they did that thing with the mermaid, right? Where there was like a prank thing. It was like a documentary and they made it out like they discovered the mermaid. And then they did one last year on the Megalodon.
Why is that a prank? It's true.
Well, I know it's true, but anyway. Did you see the one last week where they were talking about the people off the coast of South Africa?
Yes.
Well, right. You see, the thing is, I did not see it till the end. So I fell asleep about 30 minutes before this thing ended. The last thing I saw was the guy with the ice chest going, no, no, and the dorsal fin, and then bang, it's gone.
Ouch.
And then 5 seconds later, I'm asleep. So I wake up the next day, and I'm like, this is terrible. I better Google this. So I start looking online, can't find anything. What's that noise?
It tells you that your story's coming to an end.
Right, and anyway, I didn't know it was a prank.
That was it.
That was it, it was a prank.
What a waste of 30 seconds.
And that's the way it is.
There you go.
Good night.
Could you, like, just picture me in, a leather teddy? Yeah, right. Hurt me. I'm sure, no way. He was, freaking me out. He called me a beastie. That's, his totally flipped. He goes, bag your face, I'm sure. Cat box. I am sure it's like right. astonished. I'm getting my braces off of me. But I have to wear a retainer. That's going to be really, like, a total bummer. I'm freaking out. I'm sure. Like, those things that, like, stick in your mouth are so gross. You gotta get saliva all over them. But, like, I don't know. It's going to be cool, you know. I'll buy some, like, see my smile. It'll be, like, really cool. Except my, like, teeth are, like, too small. But no biggie. So awesome. It's, like, tubular, you know. Well, I'm not, like, really ugly or anything. It's just, like, I don't know. You know me. I'm, like, into the, like, the clean stuff. Like, Pac-Man and, like, I don't know. Like, my mother, like, makes me do the dishes. It's, like, so gross. Like, all the stuff, like, sticks to the plate. And it's, like, somebody else's food, you know? It's, like, grody. Grody to the max. I'm sure. It's, like, really nauseating. Like, bark out. Gag me with a spoon. Gross. I am sure. Totally.
Oh, I missed it. I missed the thing. It just said 3-5. That's not good, is it? Let's try it. Let's do it. Let's do it. After the 1-3. 1-2-3. KX93.5. That's it. Yeah, I just got I missed it. Frank Zappa there and Valley Girls on KX93.5. They were annoying, weren't they, Valley Girls? I don't know what happened to them. They grew up.
Yeah, but Frank Zappa was not annoying.
They grew up and became the Kardashians.
Yes, they did.
I think that's what happened to them.
Or Cougar Realtors.
Yeah. Cougar Realtors. Exactly.
Have you seen that website?
CougarRealtors.com.
Do you know what? That's funny you should mention that because you're a very... You see people, don't you?
Yes.
I see people. I see stupid people. You're a what is he? What am I, tell me with the word I'm looking for.
ICQ.
He's a he looks at people. He
voyeur.
No, you're not a voyeur.
Is what they call a pregnant girlfriend.
You study people.
Oh yes.
You study people and you see what the thing is about them, and then you say, well, that person, you make the connection between that person and the next one, and right. You say, oh, Cougar Realtors.
There you go.
Yeah, it's very clever.
Have you been watching the news in England this week?
No, but do you know what I found out on Apple TV?
What?
Because I don't have cable.
Yeah.
I have Apple TV and then I have a smart telly in the other room. And
how smart is it?
Apple TV, Sky News.
Yeah, well, then you should have seen what's been going on.
Well, I only watched it last night for the first time.
Sir Cliff is in for questioning.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no, not Cliff Richard.
He's in for questioning.
What's he done?
Oh, no. Well, pedophilia.
Piddling around.
Fiddly fiddly.
Oh, him my. As well.
Isn't it?
Well, you know what's going to happen now? They're going to take away that Grammy you never won.
It's so depressing. They're all going down. And let me tell you something. I interviewed
a
guy
this
week.
They all went down. That was the problem.
There's a guy who... Now, at the Segerstrom Theatre, you know, Segerstrom Centre for the Arts in Costa Mesa.
Oh, yeah,
they're doing the movie Once. Do you remember that, Once?
Right.
Falling Slowly, Glenn Hazard.
Yes.
And that woman, Martiga, Black Daggy Boggy, Navratilova, whatever her name is. Well, that movie that won the Oscar for that song, they've done a stage production of it. It's supposed to be very good. It all takes place in a bar. Excuse me. It all takes place in a bar, and the audience members can get up on stage, and it's a fully functioning bar, so you can get a pint on the stage while they do
it.
That's
a good idea.
No, it's great. It's been brilliant. It's been it's breaking box office records, massive. Anyway, it's come to the Segerstrom Centre for the Arts. Starts on Tuesday. So this week I interviewed this guy, Stuart Ward, who plays the guy in it. You know, one of the lead characters. And so I'm talking away to him. I've got to edit the interview and play it on Monday. But I'm talking away to him and I'm saying, so what were you doing before you got into musical theatre, Stuart? And he said, oh, I'm Cliff Richard's guitar player.
No.
Oh, dear.
Total silence, because I couldn't get it out of my head. I wanted to say to him, oh, he's in jail, don't you? Well, he's not in jail. He will be soon. They're searching his house at the moment he's in, you know, St. Lucia or somewhere.
Right.
And and it totally ruined the interview because I couldn't... All I could think of was Sir Cliff Richard. We're all going on a summer holiday. Come on, kids, get on the bus, you know.
Yeah, off we go.
Yeah.
Do you know, isn't it funny that...
You know,
every one of these people, Sir Jimmy Savile, they're all knighted.
I know, but he's connected. Yeah. He knows. He knows people that work with him.
Right, I know.
So
I said to him, I said, so you play for Cliff Richard? I said, right. I said, so now you were Glenn Hazard. Now you were Hank Marvin, and now you're Glenn Hazard in the show. I didn't think it was very funny. It's probably not very funny.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it was a nice guy, but you know. He mentions Cliff Richard, like, with a straight face. Maybe he hadn't. Maybe he's not seen the news.
Probably might not know.
Maybe he doesn't know.
Maybe it's repressed.
Yeah. Why would you mention it? I mean, in fact, like, Ray Weston, who comes in here sometimes, Scottish drummer, right? He works with Rolf Harris, who's another one who's in jail now.
Yeah. Right.
Kiddies entertainer from the 1970s, who got caught doing whatever he was doing, horrible things to kids.
Right.
And he's now in jail. So, but Ray doesn't mention him now. He just, you know, he's dead to him.
Good for Ray.
Well, he doesn't know what to say.
No, he's upset because he didn't fiddle around with him. That's why he doesn't speak about
it. What was wrong with me?
Exactly.
What's wrong with me? Am I that ugly?
He's going through therapy about it.
It's not about how you look.
He won't mention it now because, you see, Ray thinks that Ray, he can't believe it. Because he worked with somebody for so long and he loved him.
Right.
He loved Rolf and his wobble board and all that.
Right.
And his Timey Kangaroo Down and his.
Was he one of the two little boys?
And his two little boys had two little toys. Yeah. He loved all that. So he finds it impossible to believe. He just thinks it's like, well, Rolf could not have done it. The whole thing's, he's been set up.
I used to watch Rolf Harris as a kid and think to myself, are you kidding me? Are you out of your minds? Are you telling me this is all you can find in a world of entertainers? This is all you can find, this old dude with like a piece of wobble board.
Timey Kangaroo.
Because he was Australian. It was like bringing the Commonwealth together again.
All together now.
Right.
That's what came out of Australia.
Timey Kangaroo down.
I think we all knew, didn't we? It's like with Jimmy Savile. You only have to look.
With Jimmy Savile, you knew, yeah.
It's like, don't make me watch that, man.
No,
Mum, you're not taking me over there again, Mum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad they're all in jail or dead.
They'll tell you a story about my friend Katie in England. She's got a little girl. And one day, the Queen Mother came. She's dead now, the Queen Mother. But the mother of the Queen, the present Queen, came to town with, you know, and she was very much, they loved her because she's in the war, you know, in the Second World War. She went to where the houses were bombed and she was the first sort of royal who was a woman of the people kind of thing. And she came to town. She was 100 years old. I mean, literally 100 years old. And she came to town. They wheeled her in.
How old
was
she?
She was opening a some sort of community centre or something like that. She's come to do that. And my friend Katie's daughter, whose name I can't remember her name now. Anyway, the kid was given the job. She was like 6 years old. She was given the job of taking the flowers, a bunch of flowers, and handing them to the Queen Mother, and then the flashes would go off and the cameras and the local papers would... That would be the picture in the paper of this little girl giving flowers to the good old Queen Mum, who everybody loved. So she didn't really understand the kid, what was going on. She didn't really know. She was expecting a princess. They told her, you know, there's a royal person coming, and they thought it was going to be a princess. So this old lady comes in to the room, and the flashes go off, and the kid goes up with the flowers... And she starts crying. The kid starts crying.
Right.
And the old lady, you know, the Queen Mother was very nice and patted her on the head, whatever. Whisk her away, the little girl. And she comes back over to her mum. And her mum says, what's wrong? What happened? What happened? And she says, Mummy, that old lady smells of wee-wee.
Jason Petty contains 100% British cheese. Lovely.
KX93.5.
S'endort, sombre décor, le talent s'autour, ses clips sont sombrés. Sur le dance floor, symphonie décor, et gros c'est fini. Là-haut, mais c'est pas tout, on cherche la raison, l'imparfait raison. Entre les hommes, les femmes, les femmes et les hommes, mais elles comme les hommes, mais elles comme les hommes. Entre les hommes, les femmes, les femmes et les perdre le nord, petit posé, de mauvaises manières. L'esprit se tord dans une courbe à courbe, et aussi fini. La romance est partie, on cherche la raison, l'imparfait raison. Entre les hommes, les femmes, les femmes et les hommes. Les femmes et les hommes, oh, oh.
That's the Dandies there on KX 93.5 and Pete Doherty singing in French, singing en français.
KX 93.5.
Yeah, it's KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station. Yeah, brand spanking new music, that. Well, it's a few months old, but it's 2014.
Is that Peter Doherty, the one who was, like, all boozed up and Amy Winehouse's boyfriend?
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
He's like a little pencil head, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm afraid
so. What do you mean, pencil head?
He's just a little pleb. He's like...
Oh, pleb.
Yeah, he's like, what?
He is, yeah.
He's like right. He's like the heroin version of Justin Bieber.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, look at me. Look how messed up I am. It's like, even Shane McGowan had to have a word with him, didn't he?
Is that right?
I don't know.
Shane McGowan's just goes, sits in a pub. And gets wasted. And that's the way to do it.
And just scowls at this picture of right. Sinead O'Connor. I'll get you back, I will.
I'll get you. Yeah. You bugger.
You got me all done in your did.
Pickles is here. Mrs. Pickles is the station dog.
Who?
Mrs. Pickles.
What did you do to that dog? Petrified of you.
Why is she always under your desk?
She likes it under there.
Really?
What's wrong with you?
Really?
Because she's scared of you, that's why.
I've got some stories about dogs.
Go on, let's do dog stories.
I've got three of them, but two of them are silly. One of them, it says, meet Britain's saddest dog.
I don't want any silly stories on this show. It's very serious.
And this is the saddest dog in Britain. It's left without a home because she always looks depressed.
Did you say meet or date?
Meet. Oh. I didn't say date. If you're on a date with a dog, you can go back to the sandpiper. Then, after that one, you've got...
Sandpiper is a nightclub in Laguna Beach.
Thank you, Jason.
I spend the entire show explaining your rubbish.
Thank you, Jason.
I should just stand here while you let you talk, okay. And I'll go, and Martin's referring to...
That's what I mean. And anyway, the following story is Meet Harvey, the happiest hound.
I feel like an encyclopedia, like I could be just Prattypedia. While you prats talk, I have to explain
that's
what
totally you're saying. So Meet Harvey, the happiest... Poop.
Wait a minute, this is the... What's the depressed one?
Well, the depressed one. Meet Britain's saddest dog who was left without a home because she's always looking depressed.
Why was she left without a home?
Because she's always looking depressed.
So they said, right, get out, because you're depressed.
And then the next story is Meet Harvey, the happy hound, crowned Britain's smiliest pet.
But she put them together. Depressed one and the happy one.
Right.
And let them duke it out.
Well, that really could be the third story, actually, because the third story here is Britain's first cloned dog. Finally meets her genetic twin 4 months after being born.
Right.
Did you clone Mrs. Pickles? Will you stop reading your phone?
I just got a buzz.
Who from?
I don't know. The Guardian.
Oh, my.
What are you reading? The Daily Mirror?
Exactly. They're complaining. Yeah.
They're complaining. The Guardian are like, Mirror does too many stupid dog stories.
We're not
using
it.
They love dog stories at the Daily Mirror, don't they?
All right. Anybody got any dog stories?
No, I don't have any dog stories.
Go on. Giant penguin discovery.
Yes!
A scientist unearthed prehistoric seabird.
Wait a minute. Say it again. Start again.
Giant penguin discovery. A scientist unearthed prehistoric seabird taller than Peter Crouch. Who's Peter Crouch?
Wait a minute. That again with your mouth open.
Giant penguin discovery. Yeah. As scientists unearth a prehistoric seabird.
You sound like you're saying on Earth. Scientists on Earth. Scientists on Earth, as opposed to what? On Mars.
Scientists
on Earth. That's what I thought he said.
He's basically saying unearth.
Unearth.
Prehistoric seabird taller than Peter Crouch. Who's Peter Crouch?
I don't know.
I'll tell you who Peter Crouch is.
Zalon, though. You seem to know who that is. Who is it? Get your mic on.
He's a soccer player.
For England.
Well, also,
glad you were here.
So they found a penguin taller than him. Well, not a real penguin.
Wait a minute. Alon is trying to speak.
He's 6 foot something. He's really tall, Peter Crouch.
Then this is a huge penguin.
Wait a minute. When Peter Crouch crouches,
right?
How tall is he then?
Half the size of a giant prehistoric penguin.
This is incredible.
Go on.
The Earth was once ruled by huge, massive penguins. That's what
we're
saying here.
The Earth was ruled.
It was ruled.
Ruled?
I am king of the massive penguins and I rule this land. I wonder if they have a theme tune like the chocolate commercial.
Yes.
Look upon my penguins. We're not only penguins. If I was approached by a 6 foot six, I think that's how tall Peter Crouch is, whoever he is.
He's 6 foot six penguin.
Right. So if a 6 foot six penguin came up to me, that means that it'd have like a 2.5 foot beak.
Massive.
And if it said to you,
what would it
give me all your dinner money? I'd say, you got it.
What about its feet? The penguin's feet would be massive.
Otherwise, it'd fall over.
Big flippers. They need huge feet, where's its centre of balance? A 6 foot six penguin?
Here. I would say about here.
About you're right. Here.
About here.
That's good. I'm glad the listeners know exactly where you're pointing
that's
at.
Perfect.
Yeah. He's talking about his chest. He's saying his chest. Penguin, look upon my works.
How would
weep.
You take one out? I mean, I've watched the tribe, you know, like, what's it called?
Do you know how they know?
The War of the Worlds.
Penguins.
Do you know how they know? How they found what they found? They didn't find any skellybobs of these things.
No.
They found a massive sphinx, but it's not a lion. It's
penguin.
A penguin's head. It's a massive
thing. It's actually called, is it from Argentina?
Argentina, yeah, I thought it might be, yeah.
And it's called the Colossus Penguin.
Right, of course it is, yeah. Penguinus colossus, Latin.
Which means large penguin.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Have you got a large penguin?
Honestly, this show gets more ridiculous every week. If you just come into town, it's KX93.5, we are Laguna's only FM radio station. There's three English guys here and an Israeli, and we're just talking rubbish. That's what we do for 1 hour. Now, I must tell you, if you're just about to reach for the dial... And you're going to say, you know what, I can do without radio, frankly.
No, don't change.
Don't
so,
turn
well,
it
it's all right. 6 minutes will be gone. And there'll be serious, proper music and people talking about important things. What?
But in this incredibly serious article, it goes on to say, and from those bones, researchers estimate the extinct species would have stood as 7 foot tall or more.
Whew.
And from toe to beak. And weighed as much as 19 stone.
That's bigger than Peter Crouch, that's
well,
right.
In contrast, Stryker Crouch weighs... weighs in at just 11 stone 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Whilst the average British man measures just 5 foot 10 inches.
Wow. That's about me. I'm about 5 foot 10 inches. Or I used to be.
I'm under an average. I'm 5 foot 8.
Do you know what? I used to be 5 foot 10. I finally got health insurance and went finally and they do a checkup. You know, they look at you. They measure your top to toe. And it's a bit like being at the tailor's, really, in a lot of ways. But they measure and everything.
She goes,
height, and I stood against the wall. And they do a thing, and then she said, I said, so, yeah, 5'10". She goes, no, 5'8.5". I've lost an inch and a half already.
You'd be all right.
Oh, no, I'm fine. It's okay.
You should have gone to the doctors instead of going to Angie Taylor's.
You're all right, love.
I'm all right, yeah.
You'll be all right.
It's okay.
You need to bring yourself around a Shackleton's high back.
I need to get myself one of those old
chairs. A what?
A Shackleton's high back chair.
A high back chair, yeah, and a nice cup of weak tea and an arrowroot biscuit.
That's and some zip-up slippers.
That's what I need, yeah.
Get tiny.
What I really want is one of those things that go up the stairs. The stair lift, the chair lift. The stair chair lift. And when you get in the bath... The thing that's got a door and you just walk in. It's a walk-in bath.
That's very good, but just to point out, you haven't got any stairs in your house.
That's right.
Yeah. Just have it on the side.
Right side
just
of the
go
wall.
Like that. Just go round the house with it. Have it on the bottom floor. Just go.
To get from the garage.
Yeah.
No, from the front door to your bedroom.
Have it on the floor. Just have it on the floor. Be like the ultimate golden girl.
Brilliant, that. On a track.
Get old and tiny.
Do you ever go to the supermarket and you see those things for old people? It's like a little electric dot trolley cart. It's the cart to put your food in. But it's an electric, and they sit in it and they whiz round on it.
Right, it's the
not
complete
whiz.
Polar opposite of the one for the kids.
My dad does that.
Yeah, does he?
He's annoying.
Have you ever...
It goes backwards in reverse, so it goes beep, beep.
Does it make a noise?
Just to annoy people.
Like a truck.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever walked by that and gone, oh, I fancy going on that?
I actually have gone on it at Home Depot many times.
Have you?
I've got a funny story about old people in supermarkets.
Go on.
So I'm up at Stader Brothers near Laguna...
Up there, yeah.
Laguna Woods.
Laguna Woods, for our listeners, is like a place that's got its own zip code, but it's basically a old age people's place to live.
Place to live, yeah. Various different types of housing, but they live up there.
Yeah.
So I'm at the supermarket at the meat counter. There's nobody there. The meat counter's like 50 foot long. There's one person serving me, and I'm getting a pound of meat, whatever. This little old lady comes up on one of those little scooters. She starts knocking on the glass top. She says,
the glass top of what?
The glass top, the counter, the meat counter.
On the counter.
Which there's meat everywhere.
Hello,
okay.
Hello.
Excuse me, is this, have you got any meat?
She was actually right there looking at the meat.
Yeah, she was, have you got any meat?
Wow.
Do you deliver?
Oh, no, but we do chicken and pork.
Oh, bless her.
I looked at her, I thought, you, honestly.
What a shame. That's where we're all going, pal.
Laguna Hills.
Laguna Woods.
Do you know that's the most dangerous car parking lot on the planet?
Oh, it is, actually. Very dangerous.
Oh, God, run for your life.
Stater Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my. You know what this means? Hum. Diddle-dum. Diddle-dum. Bum.
Yeah, that's it. That's what that means. It means it's the end of the show.
Yeah!
All right.
Let's get drunk.
You are.
Let's have a party. Hey, it's been really fun today, actually.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've had a good day. What about you, Alan? Are you okay, mate?
I had a great time.
It was
very good. He had a very good time.
No, good. I'm glad. Let's not make fun of his accent.
Why not?
Because he's got a very sexy accent and he speaks good English.
Hey.
And he's a good-looking guy. If there's any women out there want to check him out for the day.
He's about the size of a clockwork penguin. He's massive.
He's huge.
He makes Peter Crouch look tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's your centre of gravity then?
Tel Aviv.
All right, it's Cakes 93.5. Well done, Daniel. That's great.
Thank you.
Always be relied upon. It's Cakes 93.5. We are Laguna's only FM radio station. Please do keep tuning in. The website is kx935.com, kx935.com. Become a member today. We're a non-profit, grassroots, live and local radio station, and we do it all for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Hey, is there any music in the park today? I've not checked.
I don't know. No idea. But I'm going to be at the Sawdust Festival at 11 o'clock playing.
Right on!
11 till 4.
Main stage?
Why not? A little bit of personal whatever it is.
What stage are you playing at?
Puffery.
What stage?
The Tavern.
Ooh, the
Who are you playing with?
I'm playing by myself.
Really? You're playing with yourself?
I'm playing with myself.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I do best. A bit of musical masturbation for you there. From 11 till 4 there at the Sawdust Festival. Come down and buy a Nicky Knack. It's KX 93.5, Full English Breakfast. Steve's up next. So there you go.
Steve.